This is a dictation for Naomi Kareem Jones. N-A-I-O-M-I. Sorry, N-A-I-O-M-I. Last name is Kareem, K-A-R-R-I-E-M dash Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Date of birth is 6/25/95. Date of accident 10/1/2022. Date of services 10/3/2023. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reported that she's 30% to 40% better since the time of accident. And she's getting chiropractic treatment, physical therapy at 2 times per week for last 6 months. And the chiropractic treatment has been going on for last 10 months, 2 times a week. The patient is taking ibuprofen and treatment for migraine headache from her primary care physician. And allegedly the patient reports that she was at work and she was trying to close the mail truck door in the rear with her left hand, and suddenly she felt a pop in her left shoulder, leading to the pain in the left shoulder as well as in the lower back. She also started feeling numbness and tingling of all the 5 fingers in both hands with some weakness. Did not fall, only muscle spasm occurred. She went to her primary care and she went to a specialist at Epic Health, and now she is here referred by her chiropractic physician. She already has finished 10 months of chiropractic treatment and 6 months of physical therapy. The patient did have an MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spines that was ordered by the chiropractor. Please review the chart for the ADLs and for system review for the additional history and compliance history. The pain level varies from 4 to 8, with ADLs being affected 6. Neck pain is 7, middle back pain is 10, lower back pain is 10. In the left shoulder, the pain is not present, no tenderness. Although Hawken Kennedy test was positive, speed test, near test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was not positive. Drop arm test was negative. The wrist examination shows Prinnell sign, Phelan sign positive bilaterally, but no other findings. The diagnosis remains the same. And musculoskeletal examination is the same. The plan is to continue the treatment for physical therapy, focusing on the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder and both wrists. Once a week, patient is advised to wear a splint for the carpal tunnel. She has been advised to consider injection for the carpal tunnel bilaterally, left shoulder injection, as well as lumbar and cervical epidural injections. An MRI of the left shoulder is also ordered to identify the trauma to the left shoulder. The patient has not come forward for the injection treatment as of yet. All the options, including surgical options, have been discussed with the patient. remains off work and transportation has been ordered. She's provided with the following medications: Mobic 7.5 milligram daily, Calaxin 800 milligram three times a day for muscle relaxation, Alavil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, sleep and anxiety relief and pain relief. Lidocaine gel is provided 5% for topical pain relief. The maps were reviewed and the labs have been reviewed. And the patient is now trying to make a decision whether she wants to do a conservative treatment only, or you know, she wants any surgical option or any treatment for the injection treatment with us. Thank you.